Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I sound like a preschool teacher. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. This is a segment of the Brittany Daniel podcast. I hope you guys are well. For those of you who are listening in the podcast atmosphere, hello, hello, hello. Catch us every day live at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Atlanta, Georgia, on YouTube and Facebook. I hope you guys are well. I hope you guys are doing good. It is Friday. It is Friday. It is Friday. It is Friday. It is Friday, June 10th. I'm super excited for the weekend. I'm feeling great. I hope you guys are too. I'm so sad though, because we have one more week left of the 555 transformation. My second group is almost done. They will be done next Thursday. So the class after that, you guys want to be a part of, you guys got a little less than 2 weeks to decide if you want to be a part of the next 555 transformation. It is really, really impactful and powerful. It's 5 weeks, five different pillars. Book a one-on-one coaching with me if you are interested. And for those of you who are listening on the podcast, if you guys want to book those sessions, then go ahead and onto my Instagram. And I do have a little announcement. I know I said I was going to do a book giveaway this Friday. I'm waiting on my website to be complete. I know I've been saying that for a while. It should be done today. So for those of you who are already entered, don't worry about it. You guys are good. But I want to open it up for people who do not have Instagram, and that comes with my website. So once my website is done, boom, y'all have the link, and then nobody has to go to 50 million places. Everything is in one place. So bear with me. I will do a book giveaway. We will be still giving away the book, Everybody Wants to Be a Millionaire by Rachel Rogers, but I only will the Morning Motivators live stream be able to enter the book giveaway, but my podcasting audience, the Morning Motivators over there, people that are listening to my podcast there, will be able to enter as well, because I want everybody to be in on the goods. So hello, hello, hello. So in today's topic, we are going to talk about how to stop playing small. How to stop playing small. Some of us are a little too modest, and some of us are a little too humble, and some of us are a little too, you know, we don't bring the smoke when it comes to us. We don't bring the heat when it comes to us. We can big up other people, but when it comes to ourselves, we do not know how to bring the smoke. So we're going to talk about that today. But before we jump into it, we're going to say our morning prayer. If you are not religious, spiritual, or you do not believe in the Christian faith or subscribe to the Christian faith, it is totally okay. I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. Everybody is welcome here. We do not discriminate here on Morning Motivation. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for waking us up today. Thank you for allowing us to be in good spirits. I pray that anything that is said today comes through you, and that you give those out there some light, some inspiration, some motivation to get up and get serious about their goals and their gifts and their talents that you have given them, and that we walk and do the things that are pleasing in your sight. And your darlings, in Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. And let's go to the shout outs. Let's go to the shout outs. Good morning, She Amber. Happy Friday. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Madame Noir. Good morning, Turquoise. Grand Rising Angel. Good morning, Such a Lady. Happy Friday. Good morning, Dia. I know, Norm, 555 is almost over. I went through withdrawals with my first group because we get so attached. We talk about things. We're with each other every week. So it does become like a little family in the 555 transformation. But you guys are about to graduate, and I'm super proud of y'all. Y'all been doing so much work behind the scenes. We just did finances last night. So I know you guys are growing and doing great things. I'm super proud of y'all. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Nichelle. Good morning, Shador. You know, I'm missing some of my folks. I know y'all sleep. Some of y'all are off today. It is okay. Always make sure you guys get your rest, and you can always tune in later. You guys, do me a huge favor. When you guys sign on and you log on, please go ahead and give these videos a thumbs up. It really helps the algorithm. I normally see way more on the live stream than I do on the likes and things. So please go ahead and do that. If you feel the need, come back and leave a comment. I know you guys blow up the chat. Let me do something really, really quick. Sorry, y'all. I want to do something really quick behind the scenes to make sure everything is good to go. Boop, boop, boop. Y'all bear with me one moment. My bad, y'all. My bad. But make sure you guys are giving the video a thumbs up. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Make sure you guys are telling everybody that you know about the Morning Motivation. Make sure you guys are following us on Instagram, because over there, Melindy is doing such a great job with our clips and all of that. Good morning, Melanated Honey. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, you guys. Grand Rising, Rich Rising, and to all my folks that are international, good afternoon and good night. All right, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about playing small. Now, talking about gifts and our God-given talents and what God placed us here to do is not nothing new. We talk about this all the time on Morning Motivation. We talk about how God placed certain gifts in all of us, right? I believe my gift is talking. I've always been a talker. Since I was a little girl, that's what I would do. When I would be, I was raised as the only child pretty much most of my life, even though I do have siblings. And I used to entertain myself. I used to make my own shows in my mind when I used to be in the kitchen, or I would talk to myself. And as I got older, when I would get into school, you know, the first thing the teacher would say is, Brittany, you know, she's a great kid, but she talks a lot. She's always talking. And so although it was something that I always questioned as a kid, it makes total sense now that I'm an adult. I'm able to do the things that I'm doing now. And I always challenge people to think about, if you do not know your purpose, if you do not know your God-given talents, go back. Good morning, Brittany. Go back and see what you were interested in as a kid. See what used to spark your joy as a kid. See what you used to do naturally as a kid. Where did you sing? Did you dance? You know, your childhood is kind of like, I feel like, the foundation of who you are. And unfortunately, because of circumstances, because of life, because of, you know, parenting and things like that, sometimes, or teachers, sometimes those things can be, those flames can be smoldered and put out. But I want you, if you don't know what it is, go back to your childhood and see what, excuse me, why I get like this in the morning. See how you used to be naturally in your natural state, right? So because talking was something that I always did, that's what I know is one of my natural gifts, is I can talk to anybody. I can get on camera and talk. Was I always perfect and smooth? No. So my girls out there who want to start YouTube channels, who want to start a podcast, some of y'all ask me, Brittany, how did you get good, girl? Years of practice. Okay. I was not good when I started. Nobody's good in the beginning, right? We read that. What book did we read together when we read that? Nobody, like, give yourself time to get good. Oh, it was the 9 things people, successful people do differently. We read that together. Make sure you guys take your time to develop your gifts and your talents, because it can be natural, right? Acting might come natural to you, but you should still go to class. Comedy can come natural to you, but you could still want to go to class and learn a few things, right? So needless to say, what are your natural abilities and gifts? What did God place you here to do? We talked about that before. So if you know, most of us know now, right? It's been 6 months we've been beating this horse, right? So now that you know, now that you're like, all right, Brittany, this is my gift, whether it be teaching, whether it be healing, whether it be speaking your truth, whether it be advocating for people, you know, maybe you're not out in the front type of person. Maybe you're more behind the scenes. Maybe you know how to serve really well, whatever your gifts and your natural talents are. It's time to stop playing small with yourself. It's time to stop playing with you. It's time to put some respect. That's what I said with a CK, some respect on your name, and get out there and really hone in on your gifts and your talents. For the longest time, I'm not even going to lie, I'm going to just put myself on blast. I had a very hard time with telling people what I did. I used to cringe and I'm like, you know, I'm kind of like an influencer type of, you know, whatever. But then when I started putting some respect on my name and started understanding that when we play small, we think that we're doing other people a favor or ourselves a favor by, like, dimming our light, by being like, you know, I do this a little. No, blessings come to the bold. You guys, rich people promote themselves. So whatever it is you do, whether you're a photographer, whether you're a cake a designer, whether you're a lawyer, whatever it is, you have to speak boldness when you talk about yourself. You have to speak boldness when you're talking about what you do. You have to speak boldness when you're talking about your gifts and your talents and how you can serve the world and how you serve the world. You know, we think that we need these huge audiences sometimes, or, you know, if a million people aren't watching or if a million people aren't giving us a standing ovation, that we're not doing the right thing. And I appreciate so much, you guys, because I struggle with this sometimes too, but I appreciate so much all the comments, all of the DMs, all of the when you guys tell me that what we do every morning is helping you. I know Norma gave me my flowers last night during our coaching session, but it really, really helps me keep going and understanding that what we're doing is important. So I promise you, keep being in your gift and people will plant those seeds. People will continue to tell you, man, you inspire. You never know who's watching you. You never know who you're inspiring. You never know who, you never know who you may be touching in your gifts. And it doesn't have to be online. It doesn't have to be on social media. It could be right in your neighborhood. It could be at your church. It can be in your family. But the fact, I just want to tell y'all this, the fact that you're brave enough to work on yourselves, the fact that you're brave enough to even start your dreams, and you're so much different from everybody else. I want you to know that. You are so much different from your regular, degular person, because regular, degular people, y'all ain't regular, degular, right? I know I use that word sometimes. We're not regular, degular. And the reason why I say that is, one, your mindset. I know if we cultivate, and I've met some of y'all, we not normal people. And normal people don't go after their dreams. Normal people don't continue to work on themselves and grow and get their finances together, get their mental health together. You know, you guys are different. Right. And it's okay to be different. You guys got to be bold. We got to be, we have to continue to thrive and strive in our zone of genius. We have to keep honing in on our skills. And I know sometimes it sucks because it feels like nobody's watching or nobody understands you or everybody's laughing or people in your family think you're crazy. It doesn't matter. God gave those gifts and talents for you to use them to help and to cultivate, to make the world a better place. And the more we hold on to our gifts, the more we play small, the more we dim our light, we're not doing nobody any favors. We're not doing anybody any favors, including ourselves, by shrinking ourselves, by dimming our lights, by trying to act like we're not as dope as we are. We're not doing nobody any favors. When you step in a room, be bold with what you do. You know, when you go to these networking events, I recently went to an influencer event, and it was dope. But, you know, when you meet other influencers, you have to speak about what you do. When you meet people on the street, speak about what you do. One thing that my honey tells me I never talk about is that we're motivational speakers. You know, we go to schools, we go to events, and we speak. I have a speaking engagement. I'm hosting an event this Sunday in Atlanta, Diamonds event. And sometimes I forget to promote myself in that way. If you guys live in the Atlanta area and you guys want to see me in person, come out to her event. Let me pull it up. I had it on my Instagram. She had to change the date. It is this Sunday. Let me give y'all the deets and all of that. Forgive me. But it is, let me see. You can still get your tickets. Favored, Fit, and Funded, experienced by Diamond Hill. I will be there hosting her event this Sunday, June 12th. Super excited about that. But there are certain things that I don't even promote for myself that I have to remember to promote. So just remember to be bold. Remember to tell people what you do. You sell candles, you sell earrings, you have a podcast, you have a YouTube channel. Make sure you let people know, because the algorithm ain't gonna do it for you. Posting it on Instagram ain't gonna do it for you. You have to promote yourself. But shameless plug, if you guys need a motivational speaker for your next event, you know people are throwing events, mention my name. Let them know, hey, get Brittany to speak. We like her. But things like that. So always remember to promote yourself, okay? Don't play small. She Amber says, never know who is watching and who you will inspire. Absolutely. But it's not just about playing small with your goals and gifts and your talent. Stop playing small with yourself. You know, continue to read, continue to grow, continue to go to therapy, continue. Because if when you grow, everybody around you grow. When you grow, your household grows. When you grow, your significant other grows, because you are a common denominator of the five people closest to you, right? So if you're reading, you're going to share those things with your significant other. If your significant other is reading, he's either going to put the book down, he's going to talk about things, his mentality is going to change. You shift and you change and you mold and you evolve, right? If you grow and you change, you're going to grow and impact your children. If you grow and change, you're going to impact the people that are at your job, and people are going to see the difference in you. You're going to be different. You're going to continue to evolve and continue to be the best version of yourself. You're going to blossom. And that is so, so, so key. Miss Marilyn. Thank you, Marilyn. Good morning. Praying for a successful event this weekend for you and all the entrepreneurs. Hey, outstanding. Thank you so much. And I agree. If you are an entrepreneur, whatever you do, put it in the chat box right now. Let everybody know what you do. I want people to know this is your platform to be bold. It's not spam. I tell you guys all the time, if you got a business, if you are an entrepreneur, if you don't have a business and you do something on the side, whatever it is that you do, you have a podcast, you have a YouTube channel, make sure you put it below, even if you've already put it below before. She Amber, I want to see you below. Anybody that has their stuff below, tag yourself, put it in the comments so everybody can know and everybody can go follow and things like that. But stop playing small with your money. Stop playing small with your money. Be bold in your stewardship with your money. Be bold with your budgets. Be bold. And when I say bold, is be on top of it. You know, don't be afraid to invest in yourself. Don't be afraid to put that money towards that conference that you want to go to. Put that money towards that coaching that you go to. Anything that you, and it doesn't have to be me. If it's me, that's even better, you know. Ow. But, you know, sometimes we get so scared to spend our money because we've worked so hard for it. We want to hoard it. But there's so much you do when you invest in yourself. Be bold with your investments. Be bold in the fact that, you know what, I'm going to put money aside for myself in the future. Be bold that I'm going to invest in, I'm going to finally buy that laptop. I'm going to finally buy that lighting equipment. I'm going to finally buy that camera. I'm going to finally upgrade my phone. I'm going to finally, so that you can do what you need to do. Tracy is a writer and a poet. See, Tracy, do you edit for people? Can you write, Tracy, do you write blog posts? Like, people are in need, y'all, of your skills. You have no idea when you promote yourself, people might be looking for exactly what you do. So when you go out in the world, when you go network, when you go to house parties, when you go link up with your friends and you're meeting other people, always ask, so what do? You know, get excited. You never know who can help you. You never know who you can help. Somebody be like, oh my gosh, I was looking for an editor. I was looking for a blog writer. I was looking for a photographer. You never know. Good morning, Stitch. How are you? I'm an intimacy coach, and I help couples reconnect through cooking workshops. Y'all, if you have a significant other and you want to spark more intimacy, check Miss Marilyn out. This is dope. And if you guys do the same thing I do, I don't care, because we're all here to serve. We're all here to spread and be bold. You never know. They might not want me. They might want Miss Marilyn. And I think that is so dope that you're an intimacy coach. I love this because so many couples are together, but they not together. You know what I mean? So y'all could be doing good, but you want to be bold and you want to stop playing small in your relationship. You want to reconnect. You want to kindle. You want to add some spice and some spark in your life. So I love this. Thank you, Miss Marilyn, for being bold and telling everybody what you do. I also add and proofread. Brittany, I need you. Brittany, let's connect. I need Brittany right now. I didn't know she was an editor. People always need what you are selling, what you are giving. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. We are talking about promoting yourself and being bold. You guys, what do? Promote yourself. Let people know. You never know who may need you. But going back to your money, We're not only going to be a good steward with our money, but we are going to be bold in it. What is that one thing that you've been needing to take your thing to the next level? Have you needed to hire a coach for your book? What have you needed? You know, always remember to invest in yourself. I'm not saying blow all your money on investing in yourself, but instead of, you know, doing this, do that with your money. Be bold for yourself. Be bold. Be bold with your friendships. Good afternoon. I'm here in the UK. I do guest writing on blogs. You never know who may need that, Tracy. Thank you for being bold and letting us know. And good evening in the UK, or good afternoon. Good morning, May. But always, always, always be bold with what you do. Make sure you tell people, but be bold with your friendships. Some things that I always do is I make sure I call my friends. Hey, girl, how are you? I'm checking on my friends. I'm calling them up. I might not post them on National Friend Day, but I'm definitely going to acknowledge my friends, check on my friends. I always say I love you to my friends, no matter what, because you never know. I'm just a person. You just never know what's going to happen. So I always say I love you. I always make sure I check on them. I always make sure I'm doing my part as a friend, and I leave room for them to do their part and things like that. So make sure you're being bold in your friendships. You know, if you're a person who doesn't have a lot of friends, go be bold and meet some new ones. It's okay to link up and invite people over and invite people to invite people. You know, that's the one way that you can connect with like-minded people, because if you have a few homegirls and all of y'all are like-minded, you're good women, you got good jobs, or you're working hard, you're entrepreneur, whatever the case may be, and they invite friends, birds of a feather 9 times out of 10 flock together. Now, you may get a few pigeons in the mix, right? You may a pigeon or two may slide through, but you know who is who. And that's how you connect. That's how you get to know new people. People always ask, well, Brittany, how do I make friends as an adult? Link with your friends' friends. You know, have a house party. Invite people over. Get a few chips. Get some dip. Get some drinks. Put some burgers on the grill. Heck, cook some. Last time we had a little house party, what I cooked? Some nacho cheese. I had some meatballs going, some beans. You know, we had a good old time. Have a small get together over your house and tell your friends to invite their friends and just have a little kickback. It doesn't have to get wild and crazy, but that's how you can go out and be bold and meet new people and talk and converse with other women. You never know who you may connect with. You might meet your new BFF. You know, you never know. Stitch says, I have a small nonprofit going to providing food, toiletries, and clothing to the homeless and others within the community. Stitch, where are you at? And is that a gun? What is that in the little thing? I don't know what that is. Working on a nonprofit t-shirt line. I'm trying to see that. Oh, it's a emoji. It's like a what's called it? I was like, what is that? Okay. That is so dope. Leave it down below. Maybe we can, you know, we can partner up with the Morning Motivation and make sure. And we, cause I do want to do more charity and give back more, because I don't want it to be just a podcast, a segment of my podcast. I want this to go out and impact the community and bring some of y'all along and all the things. In Charlotte, it's okay. Well, maybe we can do something in Charlotte. We got some morning motivators in Charlotte. There are some morning motivators in Charlotte. I don't know who's calling me this early. Y'all are crazy. but I don't know. My daughter put the name and the emoji on there. All right. I was like, what is that? Because, you know, sometimes people be crazy online. But that's amazing. And we have some people that are morning motivators in Charlotte, and you just never know. But be bold in your friends, be bold in your connections, be bold in your life. We have to be bold. We have to stop playing small with ourselves. We have to continue to grow and to grind and to just continue to believe in ourselves and promote ourselves, because if we don't do it, nobody else will. Nobody's going to take care of you like you. Nobody's going to jump out there for you. Now, some people may, I'm not going to lie. Your boyfriend may, he may be saying, hey, my girl does this, or my woman does this, or hey, this and that. But unless you speak up for yourself, unless you are bold with your investments, unless you are bold in investing in yourself, picking up that book, going to the gym, and investing in your health, whatever it is, unless you do that for yourself, Nobody else is going to do it for you. So make sure y'all promote yourselves. Make sure you let people know what you do. And my last one, and I would love to get some tips from Miss Marilyn, but the last one I have for y'all today, before we just open it to have an open conversation on Friday, is be bold with your love life. Be bold with your love life. If you are single, get out there and be bold. Okay. If you want a relationship, if you're saying, look, I want a husband, I want a wife, go out there and be bold. You can flirt a little, get out of your comfort zone. Remember, we talked about getting out of our comfort zone and going to a nice restaurant, dress real nice, smell real nice, look real good, and go sit at the nice restaurant bar and just be open. You never know who may be there. You may see a handsome man that's not wearing a wedding ring. And you can compliment him on his shoes. Oh, that is, those are nice shoes. And as you guys are in the conversation, hey, so are you married? Do you have a girlfriend? No, I'm single. Oh, me too. And you leave it at that. You know what I mean? You can go out there and be a little bit bolder. Go out there and try. Marilyn, do you have any tips for the girls and the women out here to be bold? I want you guys to, for all my single ladies who want a relationship, if you want to be single, girl. Ain't nothing wrong with being single. But you want a relationship, if you want to go out there and test the waters, go out. Ooh, local jazz clubs, cigar lounges too. I don't really like cigar lounges because I think they stink. But if you do not mind a little cigar here and there, cigar lounges and bars also are real nice. They have a lot of men. Golf, y'all, the men's be at the golf course. Go to the golf course.